This is yet another attempt to impeach the president. And sadly, it seems they care very little
for the virus in order to stop the spread of it. What could be a very great recession. Some predicting even a depression.
At worst, worst case scenario, it could be the flu.
I feel like the more I learn about this, the less there is to worry about.
I was about to say the same thing. We don't have immunity to this virus. It's a new virus. It's a pandemic strain of a virus we haven't seen before.
All the talk about coronavirus being so much more deadly doesn't reflect reality. Without a vaccine, the flu would be far more deadly. We are facing an incredibly contagious and dangerous virus that is moving across the world from one hotspot to another.
We're going to call out anyone and everyone who's using this virus as a political weapon against the president. The standard flu every single year kills tens of thousands of Americans. We are now entering what will be the crucial defining 15-day period as it relates to this virus, where we must slow the spread of coronavirus.
It's actually the safest time to fly. Everyone I know that's flying right now, terminals are pretty much dead. We have a responsibility to slow down this virus and to think of other people during this time. And so if you can keep your distance and prevent someone from getting close to you that might be sick, you could save your family, you can save the elderly, and help our country as a nation.
It is absolutely disgusting that Democrats are seeking to use this complex virus to score cheap political points.
This dangerous health crisis could dovetail quickly into a political crisis, already feeling economic ramifications of it all.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard there was 1 week to the next, 1 week to the next, 1 week to the next from our fine friends over at the Fox News channel. What Fox News has been doing is not news to anybody who's been paying attention to anything, anywhere, ever for the past 25 years that Fox has been in existence. They're now going into their 25th year. And even though everybody was pretty clear on what's going on with Fox, we're generally pretty hesitant to say, not you and I, because, see, we speak in terms of opinion generally all the time. But the news outlets, not so much. Everybody understands the game that Fox is running. They understand it at CNN. They understand it at NBC News. They understand it at CBS News. But this week, two of those outlets, mainly CNN and NBC News, finally decided to cover Fox News as a news story. To the conservatives in the audience or in the general public, that are, I know, I can hear you. I can hear you. You don't even need to finish that sentence, sir. Let me finish it for you. Okay?
Melvin, you're trying to shut down conservative voices.
Shut down conservative voices. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a conservative and you would like to talk to me, even on these airwaves, tfycpo@gmail.com. I am not effing around. I will put you on this show. I will talk to you as an equal. I will talk to you as a human being. I will talk to you as an American. I will not bombard you. I will not bring you on and play the two against one thing that I watch happen on Fox News all the time. It will be you and me. Come to these airwaves. Come. Get destroyed in person. I'm not trying to shut down conservative voices. What I am trying to do is figure out what the hell is wrong with you people. So the clip that I opened the show with today was put together by the Washington Post. And it was Fox News from 1 week to the next. And what you hear, because Fox pushed this for a long time, so the timeline goes like this. We've known since late December that this thing was coming. And yet, the feds did nothing about it.
Melvin, the government can't do anything right.
No. Republican governments can't do anything right. There are seven states holding out right now that are doing nothing. Two of those states just started putting things in place. That would be Florida and Georgia, because so many residents were getting sick, which means eventually so many residents in those two states are going to start dying. And Fox News, just up until about 2 weeks ago, was pushing this idea Oh, it's really nothing but a bad cold. Nobody has anything to worry about. Hey, have you noticed how empty the airports are? Have you noticed how empty the restaurants are? You know what? Everybody should fly. Everybody should get on a cruise ship. Everybody should go to the grocery store. Everybody. The overwhelming majority of the people that watch Fox News are over 60 years old. Those are the people in the highest risk categories. I understand why Fox does what they do. They're not news. But they do need an audience. And when they're telling their audience to go out in public and essentially commit mass suicide, you have to ask about the psyche of that type of person. I'm not going to pretend to be something that I'm not. I am a progressive, but I am not one to say that you are wrong simply because you are a conservative. That's not the way the real world works. But here's what I've noticed. Every single time we have a Republican president, we have a recession.
Melvin, you cannot blame this one on him because it's only the coronavirus.
Wrong. The economic indicators showed that we were already going into a recession. The Federal Reserve was being pushed by Donald Trump to keep rates as low as humanly possible. Donald Trump wanted interest rates to go to zero or below 0%. Do you know what that means? That means that your bank would be giving you money to borrow money. How sustainable is that? Because the point was to just get across the finish line so that he could get elected, so that he could be reelected. And what do we have now? A recession that will turn into a depression. We were already on our way. We were just trying to hold it off. The other thing that I've noticed, the seven states that are doing absolutely nothing are being run by Republicans. Pro-life Republicans, by the way, whose actions will no doubt cost lives. Thousands, hundreds of thousands. Those seven states won't necessarily count for a million lives, but they're going to count for an awful lot. These are the things that I've noticed. The Republicans on Fox News, who did not give an S about giving you the wrong information, that put you at risk, that made it a lot easier for you to be killed. Why? Because it doesn't matter about you. It's about making the president appear to look good. I talked with a conservative that I love recently. We all have them. And he says to me he doesn't understand the big deal. I asked him where he's getting his information from. He's getting it from Rush Limbaugh. Huh. I haven't listened to Rush in a little bit. I've been trying to stay away from as much bad news as possible because there's so much out there. But I decided to go ahead and venture and see what Rush had to say about the coronavirus.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus, you know that, right? Coronavirus. They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs. You say, how's President Trump doing? They go, oh, not good, not good. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They can't even count. No, they can't. And this is their new hoax. But, you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing. We're 15 people in this massive country. And because of the fact that we went early, we could have had a lot more than that. We will do everything in our power to keep the infection and those carrying the infection from entering our country. We have no choice. Whether it's the virus that we're talking about or many other public health threats, the Democrat policy of open borders is a direct threat to the health and well-being of all Americans. Now, you see it. With the coronavirus, you see it. I also created a White House virus task force. It's a big thing, a virus task force. I requested $2.5 billion to ensure we have the resources we need. And so far, we have lost nobody to coronavirus in the United States. Nobody. And it doesn't mean we won't. And we are totally prepared. It doesn't mean we won't. But think of it. You hear 35 and 40,000 people, and we've lost nobody. And you wonder, the press is in hysteria mode.
Oh, I'm sorry. did I accidentally play the president? I don't have to play Rush Limbaugh. They're both saying the exact same thing. You may have heard a reference in that particular story to 15. This was back when we had our first 15 cases, right? Which pretty quickly grew to 85 and is now in the thousands. But it's not just in the thousands. It's in the thousands in New York alone. And it's the Democrats' open borders that brought this here. And we have lost nobody. It is only this week that the president has decided to start saying that we expect to lose 100,000 to 250,000 people. I'm sorry that I'm seemingly hammering on this so much, but with the election coming up, I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones that what people are going to end up doing is reelecting President Dum-Dum, and you're not going to get your economy back, and we are not going to get the ventilators that we need in hospitals, and we're not going to have any sort of a good public response, and we're not going to have protections for the public, you know, and the jobs are not going to come back. And it's not just that people don't generally pay attention to this stuff. Look, the president doesn't care who he sacrifices. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's Mexicans or the Chinese or children, which he has no hesitancy to put into cages, black people, Latino people, Jewish people, any non-white people. He does not care. He will sacrifice anybody. And right now, with the way him and Fox News have played down the seriousness of this, they've decided to sacrifice his base, which are the old, the white, and the ignorant.
The mortality rate is much higher than the president claimed.
He's also completely discarding the advice from public health experts.
President Trump also ended that global health security unit within the White House.
The president and his administration was very slow to move on this virus.
Tonight, the number of people filing for unemployment is soaring.
And across the nation, widespread layoffs.
Unemployment could hit 30%.
Unite the Country is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Unite the Country is responsible for the content of this advertising. So with the election coming up, obviously there's no rallies being held. A lot of states are putting off their primaries, but there is an election this year. It may not seem like it, but there is. And this is going to be the best way to turn the tide on the incredibly negative things that have been happening since we decided to do absolutely nothing and coronavirus has hit our shores. Prior to coronavirus getting out of hand, it looks like Joe Biden had it in the bag. But then a lot of the primaries had to stop. And the Democrats have been talking with the Republicans in Congress about what's the best way to go forward with the election. And this is real. And the Democrats suggested that maybe we should mail out a ballot to everybody. That way, people aren't gathering in polling places and making one another sick. And the Republicans dead set, no, no, no. We have had three coronavirus relief bills to this point. The most recent one was the $2.2 trillion package, which is business loans, bailout for huge businesses, and direct money to people. But there's going to be at least one more relief package coming. And the thing that was unable to get into the third relief package was mail-in voting so that people don't go to polling places and die. And the United States Republican Party has said no, 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 no. They don't care how bad the coronavirus gets. They either want people to go to the polls, get close to each other, and get sick, or don't vote at all. And what they would prefer you do is not vote at all. And they said that this week, finally, out loud. President Dum-Dum said it out loud this week. Reading from AP, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Donald Trump said no because the Democrats will win. He said, if too many people vote, this is true. He said, and you can look this up on AP, he said if too many people vote, the Republican Party cannot win. That's a direct quote. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care what your damn vote is. He just wants to make sure he stays in there whether you want him in there or not. Unite the Country has been running these ads on television. And they're not pushing a particular candidate, but they are slamming the way that Donald Trump has handled the coronavirus. And as we speak right now, the thing that he's doing is pushing a drug that he heard somewhere on the internet might be effective against the coronavirus. The CDC has said no. The FDA has said, please do not tell people to take that drug. So I decided to look up the Unite the Country group and see what it was. Well, no surprise, it's a super PAC. Okay, fine, super PAC. By the way, it's now called Unite America, but it used to be called the Centrist Project, which, as we know, is exactly where the DNC is right now and where they would like the rest of the country to be. But I looked up the Unite America PAC and found out that it's run by a man named Larry Raske. Okay, we're getting closer. See, the ads are not pushing for anybody. They're just slamming Trump. They're also not for anybody, which right away told me that it's a super PAC. So then I look it up. It's Larry Raske. Okay, fine. Who is Larry Raske? Maybe Larry Raske is a good guy, right? Maybe Larry Raske's a choir boy. He's just been doing good his whole life. No. Larry Raske used to work as an advisor for Joe Biden. Okay, not so bad right there. Larry Raske is also a lobbyist. He's a DC lobbyist, and he's not just any run-of-the-mill lobbyist. He ran an entire lobbying firm. So here's what we have. There's not a lot of political ads on TV right now, but this Unite the Country PAC is running tons of ads. I looked at the amount of money they spent and the amount of money they don't have much money left on hand. So they're spending everything that they have right now pushing Joe Biden. And who's pushing Joe Biden? A centrist, a person who calls himself a centrist, who also used to be a DC lobbyist, ran an entire lobbying firm, and that's who's in charge right now. So you say, Melvin, come on. Hey, look, you can't say bad things about the Biden. Why? Well, because you're going to help. You're going to have Trump. Like, you just complained. Trump didn't do anything. Lots and lots of people are dying, particularly older people. If you're going to complain about him, well, then you're just, he's going to get reelected and people are going to continue dying. I just want everybody to know what we're up against. Before the coronavirus hit, it looked like Joe Biden had it in the bag. But with the way things have been going lately, how shaken up the world has gotten, I'm not so sure that he's definitely going to be the guy. And if there is a chance that we could possibly, potentially get a thoughtful, helpful, progressive, not someone that tells us not to dream big because we can't do big things, not somebody whose campaign is being pushed by a lobbyist on cable news right now, not somebody who tells me that we can't change the healthcare system. This is Joe Biden. We can't change the healthcare system. Stop reaching so high. If anything serves as an example of how much our healthcare system needs to change, it should be this. Because the coronavirus, the piss poor response to the coronavirus wasn't just an ignorant two-bit president, a liar and a fraud. It was also the fact that our hospitals were not set up. It was also the fact that we did not have a pandemic plan in place. Why? Because it's not profitable to have hospitals set up, to have extra masks and gloves on hand. So we have gloves and respirators and masks in storage in case we need them at a later date, in case we run out of what we have. And only now has Trump's federal government decided to start handing those out. And what's happened? Well, a lot of the respirators do not work. The gloves are dried and cracking. And if you put them on, they tend to split pretty easily. And the masks have dry rot. Why? Because you can't just throw the stuff in storage. It has to be put in there, rotated, and maintained. But we didn't do that. Why? Well, for the same reason that we fired the pandemic response team that was put in there by President Obama, because it's not profitable to keep that stuff around. And if the only reason that you do anything ever is for the profit motive, then this is what you end up with. Don't forget that there is an election this year and that you can and should do something. And Joe Biden isn't necessarily a shoe-in anymore. But if it has to be Joe Biden, make sure we vote for Biden, but let's not take any more of his garbage. Quit telling us that we can't do big things. Never has there been a moment more urgent than this for us to do big things. We can't keep doing things the old way just because it's profitable. We have to do some things that are for the good of not just the country, but for the world and for humanity. And we have to do them because they're the right thing, not just because they're profitable. And for all of the pro-lifers out there that scream about all the babies that aren't born every year, you ought to be pissing your pants in anger right now that we're supposed to lose 250,000 of your fellow Americans over the next number of weeks because your effing president and your piss-poor medical system decided to do absolutely nothing for them because it wasn't profitable. If you're really pro-life, here's your moment to show it. Don't go to town halls and scream at your representative when they try to implement a healthcare system that's going to help everybody. Don't keep voting for Donald Trump just because he says he loves the babies. We all love the babies. Nobody hates babies. If life really is that important to you, here's your chance to prove it. And if you need an example for how to prove it, I'll just tell you this. If you're a pro-lifer and you're supporting the United States Republican Party, where it's only Republican governors that have decided to do nothing, and a for-profit healthcare system which decided to do nothing because it's not profitable, and President Donald Trump, who decided to do nothing because he was afraid it was going to make him look bad. If you keep supporting those people, those systems, and those groups, pro-lifers, you're doing it wrong.
But what I wanted to talk about today was something that we get asked a lot by people outside of Alaska. They say, we hear that you get paid to live in Alaska. Is that true, that the state gives you free money? Yes, that actually is true. And yesterday was the day that that money was deposited into our account for this year. It's called the Alaska Permanent Fund. And it was established in the mid to late 1970s by a vote of the people, basically saying that a percentage of the all the money that's generated off of Alaska's oil, basically discovery, should go back to the people. That should benefit the people of the state that the oil came from.
Speaking of the old way that we used to do things and free government money, this is the way I'm going to wrap up the show today. Perhaps some of you have heard of the Alaska Permanent Fund. I imagine most of you have not heard of the Alaska Permanent Fund. It made headlines very briefly during the 2008 election, because obviously John McCain picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate. And they asked her because she said, the government shouldn't be... I love how this stuff comes back. The government shouldn't be giving out free stuff. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Because this stuff always blows up in the face of these people. The government shouldn't be giving away free money. Or free healthcare, or free this, or free that, or for... How did that turn out? I imagine Miss Palin got that Alaska Permanent Fund money and just sent it back. See, there's a means test right now for the bill that passed through Congress, where it says in order to get the $1,200, you have to make less than this. If you have children, they get this much money unless they're 16 or older. By the way, I'm sure everybody realizes that now. If your kids are 16 or older, or if your parents are, even if they're dependent on you, or your parents are a dependent, you don't get money for them. Yeah, yeah, this bill's kind of icky. But the Alaska Permanent Fund was not written that way. If you live in Alaska, because they do so much oil and gas drilling up in Alaska, back during the 70s, the Republican governor said, hey, find a way to keep taxes low. We're going to do this, and we're going to get you some money because they are drilling into the earth that is yours. They're drilling into the state that is yours. So they get a lot of money. Of course, this is paid for by us because we burn gasoline. They get a lot of money from the oil and gas industry. Their government does. But then the people get this money from the oil and gas company. And it changes every year. It's generally around $2,000 for every man, woman, and child. Over recent years, though, it's been a little bit different. So in 2017, it was $1,100. And in both 2018 and 2019, it was $1,600. Now, what does that mean? They just get a $1,600 check every what? Family? No. Every man, woman, and child gets that money. So let's say, for argument's sake, it is $2,000 per person. So a family of four would get a magic $8,000 check in the mail, helicopter money. Or if you're a family of five, you would get a $10,000, and you would get this every single year. So what's happening now? Well, with the recent collapse of oil prices, and of course, the demand for oil prices dropping through the floor, and the fact that Vladimir Putin is trying to crush the American oil industry, the money in Alaska has gone to zero since the mid-70s. So what is that? That's like 45 years now that the people in Alaska have been getting this free money just for living in Alaska. With the way Corona has played out and the fact that demand for oil has been going down for a long, long time, the Alaska Permanent Fund is drying up entirely. And not only are people not likely to get money either this year or next year, but their taxes might have to go up because they based their entire future, their entire economy on something that was a finite resource, something that they knew was going to run out. Oil is not a permanent, it's not endless. There's only so much of it. But they decided to base their entire economy around it anyway. Now, there is one thing about this that I would have liked to have seen, especially since I've seen oil companies reap trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in profit. I've long argued that if we are going to drill for oil and gas in America, that we, as Americans, should get the same thing that they've gotten in Alaska, where we should get some of that money kicked back to us. Melvin, but isn't that making it depend? Yes and no. It'd be nice to get the money, but you don't base your entire economy on getting that money. This would be money that just comes to you because remember, the oil companies get windfalls, just absolute windfalls every year, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars for getting the oil, the natural resources that are underneath our soil. And I said that we should have nationalized these industries so that every single American can get a check. And I can't even tell you the kind of blowback that I got for saying that. Now, obviously, this is the year that it would be drying up. But for the last 45 years, every person in America could have been getting that check kicked down to them rather than the head of Exxon getting another $1 billion check in the mail every year by stealing your resources. The episode that I did previous to this talked about all of the things that are either just going to change or that are definitely going to have to change when this is all over. And the fact that oil is down to around $28 a barrel right now, when I've seen it peak as high as $150. The fact that it's down so low and the demand is sinking even further and it's going lower and lower all the time, A, if ever we were to make a switch to cleaner energy, this would be the time because there's not as much of an intense demand on oil. Now, obviously, oil has to keep flowing. That's what's flying our planes. That's what's flying our trucks. But there are far fewer planes in the air. There are probably about the same amount of trucks on the road, roughly about the same amount, but there are millions of fewer cars on the road. And we could start moving to something more permanent than the Alaska Permanent Fund, which, as it turns out, is not all that permanent because oil itself is not permanent. I want to leave you with just a few more things, and then I'm going to bounce. To you and yours, to all the folks out there, I just want to say, I know that you're cooped up inside, and I know that you don't get to see a lot of people right now. You don't get to go to concerts. You don't get to have social gatherings, or you're not supposed to be anyway, and if you are having those things, stop it. Stop it. You are like the kid in class that won't stop misbehaving, and the teacher is taking recess away from all of us. We don't like to go outside and play. Stay inside. Stop letting the teacher take away recess from us. But for those of you that are doing what you're supposed to be doing, thank you. For those of you that are remaining inside, thank you. For those of you that I know are hurting and hurting real bad right now and you're losing your jobs, I'm not going to lie to you and say I know exactly how you feel, because I don't know exactly how you feel. I have an idea of what you're going through because I've gone through it before, but I do not know exactly how you feel. And I hope that you find a way through this. There was an article I read recently about how the suicide rate is now starting to go up because of people who cannot handle the fact that they don't get to be around people anymore. We all need each other. We've long been resistant to admitting to the idea that we need each other, but never has that become more glaring than it is right now that we need each other. So I hope that you're staying inside. I hope that you're staying safe. I hope that you're finding ways to keep your mind occupied, and I hope that you're finding ways to make this time that you have with your family, and hopefully you're with some people, this time that you have with your family inside, I hope you're finding a way to make it quality. And for those of you that don't know which party to vote for in the upcoming election, I just want to read you this headline from the Washington Post, dated March 20th, 2020. And the headline reads this, quote, "Red states are finally Googling the word coronavirus, March 20th, because up until then, it wasn't reality. It was just a bad cold. Now we have 7,000 dead people, and it's just over 2 weeks later. I know this shouldn't be a tough decision, but I can sense it. I can feel it. Some of y'all are going to struggle with which lever to pull. I'm not going to tell you which lever to pull in the fall, but I think you know. Thank you for being here on The Fire You Can't Put Out. Our official home is tfycpo.podbean.com. You can find our podcast in all the usual places. Questions, comments, or just a general statement or inquiry, you can email us at tfycpo@gmail.com. We work hard to not only inform and entertain, but also to keep an open dialogue with you, our listener base. So feel free to reach out to us. And as always, thank you for listening. We are the fire you can't put out, and we will prevail. Reject on austerity in favor of prosperity. Special thanks to Kevin for producing, and thank you for listening. This is Melvin signing off. And now that I've woken you up, good morning.